Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Production has been temporarily suspended at Fairlife dairy facilities across the country, including the company's processing plant in Coopersville, after a cyber attack disrupted parts of its computer network. Fairlife's parent company, Coca-Cola, says an unauthorized party gained access to portions of the company's systems, including those tied to production. As a precaution, affected systems were taken offline while the company works to contain the incident and restore operations. The Coopersville facility, which employs more than 400 people, is one of Michigan's largest dairy processing plants and manufacturers a variety of Fairlife products, including lactose-free milk, creamers, and protein beverages. Company officials say the cybersecurity incident has not affected the safety or quality of Fairlife products already on store shelves. However, with production paused nationwide, temporary supply disruptions are possible if the shutdown continues. Fairlife says it has notified law enforcement and launched its cybersecurity response. The company has not announced when production will fully resume, and the extent of the breach remains under investigation. And in Huron County District Court, Richard Allen Walline is moving to circuit court following a hearing before Judge Julian Ferris. A forensic report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry confirmed Walline is competent to stand trial. Represented by attorney Tammy Salines, Walline waived his right to a preliminary examination on a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge involving a victim under 13 years of age. Prosecutors offered a deal allowing a no-contest plea without habitual offender status or further sentencing enhancements, and they would have to pay full restitution if any is owed. Judge Ferris ordered bond to continue and scheduled the circuit court arraignment for August 24th at 9 a.m. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll continue with your local news.
As a teacher, I should know the answers, but with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, Leisha Lynn Stenelis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stenelis was arraigned in district court regarding an incident on July 20th. Prosecutors allege Stenelis left the dog inside a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stenelis, represented by attorney Tammy Salines, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500. The court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th with a final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.